those delegations who have raised issues in relation to sterilisation and surgical procedures for people with a disability and in relation to children. In Australia, non-therapeutic procedures can only be carried out with the consent of the person being treated, or, if the person cannot validly consent, with authorisation from a court or guardianship tribunal. In the case of a child with intersex characteristics, court authorisation is required for a medical procedure that is non-therapeutic, invasive and irreversible, where there is a significant risk of making the wrong decision, and the consequences of a wrong decision would be particularly grave. This would include non-therapeutic procedures carrying a risk of sterilisation. In such a case, the court's paramount consideration would be the best interests of the child. Australian courts also recognise that children should have greater capacity over decisions that affect them as their decision-making capacity matures. Over the past 5 years, there have been a number of inquiries and reforms in relation to these issues. For example, under Victoria's Guardianship and Administration Act 2019, it is now an offence for a registered medical practitioner to carry out a sterilisation procedure without obtaining appropriate consent. Queensland's Human Rights Act 2019 specifically protects against medical or scientific treatment without full, free and informed consent. And finally, the Australian Human Rights Commission is conducting an inquiry into protections for people born with variations in sex characteristics, including in relation to medical interventions. The inquiry is expected to report in 2021. Turning now to press freedom, and thank you to the United Kingdom and Panama for your questions in advance on these matters, and to the number of delegations who have raised it, these issues today. Madam President, the Australian Government is committed to the principle of a free and independent press and recognises that this is a fundamental pillar of our democracy. However, the freedom to publish is subject to the general Australian law, including privacy and defamation law, contempt of court, national security considerations, and criminal laws. To safeguard the important role of journalists, specific protections have been introduced through recent national security and criminal justice reforms. For example, the Commonwealth Criminal Code includes specific defences for public interest journalism in relation to a number of offences, including unlawful disclosure offences. Ministerial directions issued to the Australian Federal Police and to the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions apply particular safeguards before journalists can be investigated or prosecuted for particular offences. Additionally, the Parliamentary Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security recently concluded a review into the impact of law enforcement powers on the freedom of the press. The Australian Government responded to the inquiry in December 2020 and accepted all of the recommendations that were directed to the Government. This includes a commitment to review secrecy offences in Commonwealth laws in light of the potential impact on journalism and to strengthen procedures in warrant approval processes. The Australian Government has also announced reforms to the Public Interest Disclosure Act 2013. Together, these reforms will further strengthen protections for public interest journalism, clarify processes for the disclosure and investigation of wrongdoing or suspected wrongdoing in the Commonwealth public sector, strengthen whistleblower protections, and improve oversight arrangements, including through the Commonwealth Ombudsman and Inspector General of Intelligence and Security. Turning now to freedom of religion. Thank you to the United Kingdom for your question in advance on action taken on this matter and to other delegations who have raised the issue. In December 2017, the Australian Government appointed an expert panel to assess how well Australian law protects the human right to freedom of religion. The review found that Australians enjoy a high degree of religious freedom, being free to choose their religion or belief or to not have a religion or belief, and to practice their beliefs freely within the framework of Australian law. However, the review also identified some opportunities for improvement. The government responded to the review in December 2018 and has released two exposure drafts of a package of legislation which would implement many of the report's recommendations. The package includes a religious discrimination bill, which would make discrimination on the basis of religion unlawful in a number of areas of public life at the federal level. This would add to existing protections against religious discrimination in most states and territories. In total, well over 12,000 public submissions have been received in relation to this package of legislation, and the government is considering the submissions. I will now pass to my colleague Andrew Walter from the Attorney General's Department.
Madam President, excellent.